Welcome to the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Well, welcome to this week's episode of the Everyday Podcast, where, as you just heard, we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. I say this every week, and I truly do mean it. Thanks so much for listening and spending a little piece of your day with me as we continue talking about the things that make up our everyday. If we haven't met yet, my name is Jacob, and I have the privilege of talking to you weekly, specifically in this season, this piece of our time together about habits. If you go back through other episodes that we've recorded, lessons that I've learned, books that we've read, that you should read, things you should do, and other great topics that I hope will make you better as a result of us having these discussions. Now, I do apologize. We were off for another week, and there is a reason for that. As we kind of get into today's topic of, as you saw in the episode title, The One Habit That Makes the Rest Happen, we'll talk a little bit about kind of the purpose of that extra week off. But we're a few weeks into a fun discussion on our goals and actually meeting them. So if you haven't listened to the previous episodes, starting with why your New Year's resolutions will fail, go ahead and start. Take a break here, pause, and head back to the beginning of the year when we talk about that, because that really begins the discussion. We're kind of on the tail end of talking about our habits and our goals, and specifically in this form. And I don't want you to miss out. Now, of course, you can listen in. You can keep listening. You'll hear a really great thing about something that I've learned has been impactful. But to get the full context, go ahead. So go back to, I believe it's episode 114, and check that out. So we're kind of turning our attention towards how we can improve the everyday actions that help us meet those goals and who we really want to be, making sure that we become that person. The truth is, we don't become that person that we want to be by making one giant step or change. We become who we are with hundreds of small, almost undetectable movements that add up to the changes we experience. You can look back on your life and realize that by practicing a certain thing an X amount of times over and over again, you became the way that you are now. So following up on the previous episode where we talked about building good habits, we'll kind of zoom in and be turning towards a great practice that we can make into the habit. The reason why we skipped a week last week, I have a theory that I think that this habit that we're talking about today is the keystone, cornerstone habit. And honestly, I did want to put a little bit of extra work in to make this hypothesis a truth, to find what I was looking for, and to test it a little bit further. So as a result of that testing, we have today's episode, this great practice that we can make into a habit and a habit that can inform and improve the rest. So if you're enjoying this habits discussion as much as I am, I wouldn't have taken 6 weeks. Honestly, we're getting into a couple months of talking about this. I'm loving it. If you're enjoying it too, then I would encourage you to do some further research and reading for yourself. I myself can only talk so much about our habits and routines on this platform and strive to keep it within that 15 to 30 minute window. That ultimately means that I end up missing quite a bit on the habits subject. So if you are interested in further reading and research for yourself, I'd highly suggest reading The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg, Atomic Habits by James Clear, and Winning the War in Your Mind by Craig Groeschel. Additionally, if you like listening to podcasts, Craig Groeschel has a great leadership podcast where he's kind of talking about some parallel ideas and things in his series, a little bit more focused on leadership. If that's where you are in your life, then I highly would recommend checking that out. That's something that I'm really enjoying in tandem with what I'm talking about here. Now, all of these resources are linked in the show notes, so don't worry about having to remember all of this. You can just check that out. Check out the description before you head any further into your day. Now, speaking of habits, and specifically habits that work into your leadership, if you lead a team, are part of a team, or have problems that come up in your everyday life, now, that's everyone who can hear the sound of my voice. Then I believe that you need the last book that I wrote titled Work the Problem. This book will help you develop a habit of better problem solving and will give you tools to empower your team and the world around you and make it a lot easier to deal with the obstacles that you face. Now, I wrote this book because I want to take some real life experiences, the things that I worked through to create this problem-solving process, and give you a framework that allows you to create a healthy habit of dealing with and handling conflict efficiently while still taking care of the people around you. I firmly believe that this will change your life and your world if you try it out. So if you're interested in seeing what the hype is, check out the link in the show notes. You'll see Work the Problem, and you can pick that up there. Now, without any further delay, let's talk about the one habit that makes the rest happen, the one thing that I think you should do in order to make all the other ones, all the other habits, fall into place. When you learn how to drive, I'm sure it was pretty intimidating, to say the least. There are dozens of moving parts that result in the car moving forward or backward in one direction or the other. You gotta press this pedal, you gotta turn that wheel, engage this arm on the steering column, look in that mirror. Dozens of little things coordinate together to produce the desired result, all usually at the same exact time. Now, as you practiced and got the motions ingrained in your brain, whether by you trying hard to do it and ingraining it yourself, or by having someone yell at you not to kill that bug and hit that telephone pole. I'm not speaking from experience or anything. You may have found yourself realizing this truth. One or two main components drive the rest of the things that you need to do while piloting this multi-ton machine. You can't do any of the steering, acceleration, or make any movement without turning on the car using the right key. For most people, there's a scarlet thread that weaves its way through our lives that keeps the rest of our worlds moving forward. The same can be said of our habits. If you dig down in the nitty-gritty of the things you do without really thinking about it, that mental autopilot, you'll most likely find one or two foundational habits that have either motivated you to change the way you've operated in the past or currently drive the rest of your habits. These are what experts would call a keystone habit, routines and practices that cascade and lead into other preceding actions, typically of the same nature, whether positive or negative. They shore up the structures and systems in your life that allow habits to do their thing, or make new habits that you haven't started yet easier to build and form. In his book, The Power of Habit, Charles Duhigg addresses keystone habits and how transformational they are for us. Honestly, the most fascinating example he uses is from an aluminum company becoming incredibly profitable and a trendsetter in the industry simply because the new CEO chose to focus on safety in the workplace. This is just a brief overview. It's a beautiful story that Duhigg tells about what happens both in the CEO's life and even our favorite Olympian, Michael Phelps. So, back to the CEO. This focus on safety increased efficiency, encouraged communication within the company, and eventually it spilled over into the employees' lives. Now, safety practices are small little things in the grand scheme of things, especially compared with, you know, quality control, sales, sourcing, etc. But it wasn't increased orders, better products, or improved raw materials that catapulted the company to where it was. It was simply implementing a procedure to report injuries within 24 hours. It also was repainting the yellow safety lines on the floor and on the poles to keep people from getting hurt. It was little things like this that made the big changes. Now, I mentioned earlier, the title of this episode is The One Habit That Makes the Rest Happen. There's one singular habit that I want to zoom in on that in my life has helped me reinforce the other habits in my life. Journaling. Now, I mentioned in a previous episode that I had just started the practice, and since doing so, I've seen major improvements in how structured the rest of my day becomes. Now, journaling, you know, especially in the faith community, can have some connotations attached to it that really span the spectrum. But the type of journaling I've implemented is a simple one-sentence recap of the day. All I'm doing is choosing what I want to talk about, whether it be just a daily thing of what happened today, how productive I was, what my mood was today, what I'm grateful for, or even something as simply, how did I sleep last night? Now, this is what I believe about journaling. These are the three things that I believe can change in your life just by adding journaling into it. And implementing this habit can really change the rest of your world. So here are the three things. Number one, journaling allows you to release what happened today. One of the best quotes regarding our brains that I've heard is something to the effect of our brains are more like computers than hard drives. We can't retain every ounce of information we receive from others in our heads. If we try to hold on to everything, both big and small, we won't have the space to add in what we need to remember when the time is right. Now, that's why it's important that we offload certain quote-unquote files from time to time. Sometimes that's taking notes in meetings, adding meetings that are scheduled to your calendar, and writing out your grocery list. In order to have the space we need each day to stay fresh and able to handle what comes our way, it would benefit us to do the same thing that we do with notes, meetings, and lists with what happens during our day. Recording a brief but encompassing recap of our days lets us process the events that occurred, giving us a chance to deal with the rough things that may have thrown us off our game or the good things that made us excited. Number two, journaling reminds you of yesterday so that you can make today better. When you record those events that happened during your day, good or bad, you give yourself a chance to reckon with how you dealt with them and how your responses were. Sometimes our responses aren't the best, like when someone at work frustrates you and you lash out at them as a result. Sometimes our responses and actions are pretty good, like when we have an upset customer that's frustrated and we get to diffuse the situation effectively. Recording those actions and reactions from yesterday gives you the chance to decide which behavior you want to replicate, which ones you want to avoid, and which ones you want to transform. Number three, journaling keeps track of what you're measuring. When runners want to improve their endurance, they keep a running log of their total times, their total mileage, and mile splits so they can have data that tracks their runs in order to get better over time. When chefs want to improve their recipes, they keep track of what ingredients they increase or decrease, for how long they cook that dish, and other little nuances that can make or break the final product so that they can become more efficient when they prepare it next time. If you're actively working to create new habits in your life and want to record your progress, there's nothing better to do than keep track of those habits through journaling. It could be as simple as just writing down what you that you did the habit each day, like reading a few pages in a book or getting up without pressing snooze, or as detailed as analyzing your performance while practicing the habit, like that running example I mentioned earlier. So, journaling allows you to release what happened today, reminds you of yesterday, and keeps track of what you're measuring. Why is this a keystone habit? Why is this something that if you implement this, the things that you're already doing can improve, and the things that you might want to start to incorporate or haven't even thought of incorporating come through? Journaling is a foundational piece to telling the story of you. When you write down what happened during the day, how grateful you are for the things that occurred, what you did that you felt was a productive use of your time, your mood, even how well you slept last night. You're not necessarily recording those things just for those practices itself. From those records, those entries, you can then create more of a waterfall cascading situation, just like we talked about in defining what keystone habits are, routines and practices that cascade and lead into other proceeding actions. So just take this example. Just follow this out with me. Say you did not have a great night's sleep last night. So you honestly record that. You say, hey, didn't sleep super well last night. Wanted to record this because I want to do something different. From there, you can look at, you know, what you did a couple hours before bed. Maybe you might have had something with caffeine that, you know, if you're sensitive to caffeine normally, if you wouldn't have done that, you probably could have gotten better sleep. You could even rewind a little bit further. I didn't have, you know, healthy greens or healthy food in my life today. I ate a lot of carbs, a lot of junk food, a lot of sugar, and it just kept me up. So if I want to make tomorrow better, to sleep better tomorrow night, I might have to change my, like what I drink before I go to bed, or I might have to change my eating habits. Simple things like this, where you start to zoom out, and as a result of you telling the story of your day, can end up changing the way that your day ends up cascading tomorrow. You can then implement better habits of how you respond to things, how you choose to use those, you know, for lack of better example, those calories that you're given, or how you choose to decompress from stress. Little things like this, this keystone habit of journaling in particular, can really change the way that the rest of your life goes, because you're zooming in on exact moments of life that you're recording and using that to build a better structure around you. When we don't know how to start a habit like journaling, we really tend to procrastinate and avoid it at all costs. So this led me to create an automated shortcut. If you're an iPhone user, you have the Shortcuts app on your phone. This shortcut does the hard work for you. It's made up of a series of 5 prompts that you can choose to record an entry about. I mentioned them a couple times earlier in this episode. It's the daily, kind of what happened today, gratitude, what am I thankful for, productivity, what did I accomplish, my mood, how did I feel today, and sleep. How did I sleep last night? You can even set it to automate and record and remind you to log a journal entry, which then goes into your notes app. And you only have to record 1 sentence a day, not pages of a notebook. So if you're an iPhone user, I've included the link to download the shortcut into your Shortcuts app in the show notes description that you see where all the other resources are, so that you can implement this practice into your life starting today. There are helpful instructions in that shortcut at the very top that will lead you through how to automate it, as well as, you know, break down some of the functions. If you're someone who likes to peek behind the curtain like I am, you can kind of see the simple quote-unquote coding that went into creating this shortcut. So I hope this is something beneficial for you. I just want you to try it, give it your best shot, and see what you think about it. It's become really helpful for me, and there's a reason why I recorded an entire episode about this practice. So next week, we'll kind of land this plane in the habit series as we bring it all back to the first thing we discussed, our goals. So make sure that you're subscribing to this podcast. Get notifications when each new episode drops by turning on that notifier, however that looks like in your podcast player. And share this with your friends. You know, don't go through this journey alone. While I'm here for you, have someone else where you can talk about this stuff with. Also, make sure to tag the podcast. It's at @every_day_podcast. And even my personal account, at Jacob R. Ray, if you share it on your social media platforms. And also, if you're really enjoying your time, leave a 5-star review in your podcast player. So that's all I've got this week. We'll see you next week. So just remember this, like I say every single week, your everyday matters. Thanks for listening to the Everyday Podcast. Don't miss out on new episodes dropping every Monday. Hit the follow or subscribe button in your preferred podcast player to keep up to date. For resources and additional info mentioned in this episode, head to the show notes to learn more. While you're there, you'll find links to our social media outlets you can follow to stay connected between episodes. Remember, your everyday matters.